Joel Pollack is a senior editor at large. He's in-house counsel at Breitbart News. Joel, a very good morning to you, or evening to you. How are you doing?
I'm well, very well.
Obviously, when we're looking at it from inside the bottle, it's very concerning, and there's a lot of bluster in South Africa. Well, they must go, they must leave, and if they can't live within the new South Africa, well, no longer really that new, but then it's better off. But how does it look from the outside of the, as I say, reading the label from the outside? Give us your overall view of how this appears.
Well, Americans understand that there are people coming from South Africa to this country who have been victimized because of their race. And that's what people understand about it. Stephen Miller, who is the director of domestic policy for the White House, explained to the media that the Afrikaner refugees who are coming meet the classical legal definition of refugees. They are subject to racial persecution in their country of origin. And I think it's impossible to deny that that's true, given exactly the response that you've described, where they are treated so poorly that people... I've actually seen video clips of South African news anchors on news programs essentially kicking these people out the door, saying, well, if you want to leave, get lost and get out of here. I mean, it's that proves the point. Because they're so downtrodden. In a sense, you know, that's been the Jewish dilemma for millennia, that, you know, Jews are persecuted, and then when we complain, we're kicked out, and people pretend that they're happy to see us go, and in fact, we perform a useful and vital function in many of the societies we live in. But this is going to continue, and this first charter flight of refugees is the first of many to come. And the South African government finds it embarrassing that the farmers are described as refugees. But perhaps instead of being offended by that word, perhaps South Africa should change some of its policies.
Or at least accept that, whether they think it is true or not, because often you can't see the truth in front of you. The fact that you have a whole group of people who feel that way and who feel persecuted, then, you know, maybe just deal with some of those issues rather than calling them racist because they are raising issues that concern them. It's an absurdity, really. But one wonders how far it has to go before, well, maybe it can't. Maybe this government can never recognize it, and that's why we need a change in leadership. But I mean, from your perspective, from a political perspective, not only looking at South Africa, do governments or parties change, or do governments have to change in order to change policy?
Well, have leadership. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as you're well aware, I'm not under consideration for any diplomatic position at the moment,
yes,
so I can speak pretty freely. But
yes,
when the ANC received less than 50% of the vote last year, I was of the opinion that the Democratic Alliance should do whatever it could do to take power. Because when you have an opportunity to win a majority of the vote, you seize that. And for some reason, the Democratic Alliance decided it couldn't do that. Now, obviously, there are things about South African politics that are impossible to understand from a distance, and perhaps they felt they couldn't work with the MK and the EFF and so forth.
Right.
And now maybe the opinion polls are such that the DA might say, well, we made the right call, and we would do even better in an election held today, having gone through the GNU and shown that the ANC is not really willing to do very much, but that we are willing to work with the ANC and people have more confidence in our leadership. Okay, but you have to realize what became very clear in Cape Town 20 years ago when the DA first won the municipal election there. The ANC has no reason to exist once it's out of power. It is a patronage network. That's really all it is. And all of this other stuff about race and redistribution, it's all just a fairy tale that they keep alive from the Soviet era. It doesn't correspond to reality. It's what we call virtue signaling. It's a way of identifying membership in a group, but it's not really material in any way. And once the ANC is out of power, there's never any reason to elect it back into power, because it only exists to distribute money and opportunities to its members. Once it can't do that anymore, its members dissipate. There's no real reason to support the ANC. It doesn't have the organizational capacity or the management capacity to run itself, let alone to run a government. It's just a patronage network. So my thought was, well, since the ANC is now below 50%, some opposition coalition should get together and put it out of power, because it will simply cease to exist. You can have the new South Africa with all of the principles that are in the Constitution.
Yeah,
and
we have a magnificent Constitution that with all the right values. And as you say, I think the point being that the ANC was a liberation organization, a liberation movement, and 30 years later, it hasn't been able to transform into an organization of efficiency and government. It's just
because I know we're probably running close to the top of the hour for you. But understand the role that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict plays for the ANC in holding itself together. And this became clear 25 years ago when I was a young journalist in South Africa covering the Durban Racism Conference. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the way the ANC pretends that it's still a liberation movement. They champion the Palestinian cause so they can pretend they still stand for the oppressed. But they do so at a huge moral price, because they're supporting terrorism against civilians and kidnapping and every horrible thing that goes on in the name of Palestine. And the ANC is so attached to attacking Israel because that is now all that's left of their liberation identity. And so Jews, in a sense, are being scapegoated by the ANC, and they will continue to pound this ridiculous case, the ICJ, and to claim all kinds of lies about Israel are true, because they need to pretend to themselves and to their supporters that they still represent something more than greed. And the ANC, the moment it's out of power, will essentially collapse. And the only thing that South Africans have to do is to remind themselves and each other that the values that people associate with 1994 and democracy and Nelson Mandela and the Constitution are actually not the values of the ANC, they're the values of South Africans. And that you own those values, and you don't need this party to represent them. And you will continue to have those values when the ANC is a distant memory. And your policies might not be the same as the ANC has pursued. They might not include economic transformation, quote unquote, where you redistribute wealth from a white minority to a black minority that doesn't really benefit anyone beyond themselves. You might have to change that policy, but that doesn't mean getting rid of non-racialism and opportunity for black South Africans and all of that.
Yeah.
So I think that once South Africans can think themselves past the ANC, I think the ANC is done, and I think South Africa will move into a brighter future. Now, that's not the official position of the United States government, but what Trump is saying to South Africans by inviting these Afrikaner refugees is saying, you think your most valuable resource is underground. Your most valuable resource is above ground. Your most valuable resource is South Africans. And we're welcoming these South Africans because they are hardworking and they desire freedom. The freedom that South Africa was supposed to provide for everyone in 1994. And frankly, South Africa isn't providing it for people. To those wealthy enough to afford private services, South African life is still quite idyllic. But what exists beyond the door is quite frightening. And it shouldn't be that way. Freedom is not supposed to be lived behind high walls and electrified fences. And you can take down the fences when South Africa is truly free.